Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The 2022 Corey Awards in Star Wars Excellence.
Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days.
It is a prestigious afternoon in Star Wars history. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and this is the 2022 Corey Awards for Excellence in Star Wars. And joining us is our friend, our co-host, and our adjudicator, the namesake of the Corey Awards. It's Corey Van Dyke. How are you doing, buddy?
I feel very underdressed. For this occasion, or I'm overdressed. I don't know. This is a very interesting occasion here that I found out about 25 minutes ago.
Judging by your background, you'll have no shortage of hats to wear during the show.
That should have been the award.
The hat award, the hattie.
That's right.
Now, Corey, I know you've been excited about the 2022 Corey Awards for Excellence in Star Wars for quite a while. How long have you known of the existence of this event?
25 minutes. Give or take at this point. I saw you tweet out about it yesterday, but I was at work and I didn't really... Like, I looked a little bit at it and I was like, I don't know what he's talking about yet. And then today... I saw it and I was like, I still don't know. Now I understand when I saw the ranking, which I saw the ranking of everything we're going through today about 5 minutes ago. So
they're actually called nominations.
Nominations, yeah, of course.
Yeah, they're not in competition with each other. We're not ranking the nominations.
Right.
We're not ranking the categories. But I'm pretty excited. Pretty damn excited. Now before we get going, I just want to set some ground rules. And we are going to take, if you're in the chat, in classic this year form, you know, I haven't really tweeted it out or whatever. So if you're in the chat, that's sweet. And we'll take some input if need be. But I just want to set, have you ever been to an award show before, Corey?
I don't think so. I mean, like, no, I don't think so. Not in person.
Well, I thought that might have been the case. So I thought I'd just show you how not to clap. And to do this, we've brought in a huge special guest, Australia's own, the BMX bandit herself, Nicole Kidman. Here we go.
Wow.
Meryl Streep taking home some big prize. You see that, buddy?
I do.
She's not so sure.
Wow. That is how I would clap, so that's excellent.
She is a treasure. She is a treasure. Corey, as there's just one other thing I just want to get out of the way. A bit of disappointment. Up front, and that is, like, in the thumbnail we had sizzled the look of the Corey Awards in Star Wars Excellence.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, well, that's what I ordered.
Yeah.
And yeah, they came in this morning, dude. I'm sorry, I've had such a busy year. I messed something up. Here's how they ended up. I gotta move my head. For those listening to the podcast, Corey, would you like to describe what we're trying to get our heads through on the screen?
Well, I don't even know if I want to describe it.
Oh, they look so good on the screen.
Put up a retro collection prototype rainbow action figure and plastered my face over it. The only thing he could have done to make it worse is if he photoshopped the colors on my face too, and
completely. I didn't have time, Corey.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible. That's a big manufacturing issue there. I see.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be taking it up with the supplier for sure. James Hallahan says yes, collect them all. Hey to everyone in the chat. So I did post in the chat the nominations if you want to go up to the top, but I'm going to get them up here. Here we go. So it's been a great year of Star Wars. It's had its ups and downs. It's had its all arounds.
It's been Yeah,
it's actually hard. I don't feel like we went to Celebration this year.
Yeah, that feels like, what, honestly, a lot of like the Kenobi stuff feels like that was last year. But yeah, it's been weird. I feel like this has been the weirdest year for Star Wars in a long time.
Nah, there's
not like in a like not in a negative way, but in like a well. And more in like a, there's been a lot of content this year, so it's been strange that this is just, we've not had this before.
I to be honest, I feel like the end credits of The Rise of Skywalker was the weirdest year in Star Wars. I just remember That's sitting fair. There watching the credits and it's like going, what?
That's fair.
All right, let's get to it. Best new character. Who are you? You got any nominations there and in the chat?
Oh, so this is just whoever we think.
Yeah, but then people in the chat can like nominate as well. We'll work it out. Because what have we had? I guess we should like, what have we had? What media have we had in 2022, Corey?
I mean, so we've had Book of Boba Fett. We had Kenobi. We had Tales of the Jedi. We had Andor. I think those are the four things we've had this year.
I just had to put up the spoilers for people watching in the past.
Best new character.
Okay, so what? So we had Kenobi, Book of Boba Fett, Bad Batch. Was that last year?
It was last year, yeah.
Okay, we had Tales of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Star Wars Visions?
Last year.
Yep. I guess the rabbits in that Grogu, they could be nominated. They could be included. And of course, Andor.
Yeah, I feel like Andor had the biggest new character moments. It has to go to Kino Loy, no?
I mean, we've got to put up. Have you ever seen an award show? Do I need to get Nicole back out to clap?
All right. That's fair.
Corey.
All right. A lot of people are saying Andor characters here.
All right. We've got Marva Andor from Lewis. James, another Marva. She was, I tell you what, when we went to that premiere, she wasn't hitting it off with me.
I remember.
But I wasn't used to the pacing of like the European, or actually it's not European, it's English, the UK Star Wars TV, where like in the Filoniverse or whatever, the Mandoverse, actually I'm not a fan of the Filoniverse phrase. I like the Mandoverse. Anyway, it's a bit too, like,
it's very on the nose.
Crazy. bit too much. Anyway, so yeah, the you sort of like cut and run with all the planets and the characters in you know, the Book of Boba Fett and like, you know, in The Mandalorian. Whereas this was sort of like I didn't know I'd be seeing her in the finale sort of thing. I thought, like, we got you for 3 episodes and post, we're off to the next scenario. But,
yeah,
you know, that speech at the end, come on.
Phenomenal, yeah. It's really good. This is like an Emmy Award kind of performance there from her.
Best hologram. They have an Emmy in holographics.
Do we have that? Oh, no. Yeah, there have been some, actually, a lot of holographic moments this year.
Sean Hoffman adds Omega. I forgot Omega was Omega. I forgot she was new. Wait there. I've got an Omega highlight here somewhere. Wait there.
I mean, is this specifically just this year, though, or is this like the last 2 years?
It's this year! It's the 2020.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, Omega was last year, so... Sorry.
Blaster. Sorry. What? So Bad Batch was last year?
Yeah.
I thought you said it was this year.
No, it was last year. Last episode was last August.
Okay, but when I said, hey, it was Bad Batch this year.
I said last year.
Okay. Alright.
Last year for this and Visions.
I think when you said last year, I thought you meant yes, in the last year.
Technically, it was supposed to be this year, but...
Don't get started. So Sean said Omega, Reva, Marva, and Luthen. Oh, Luthen. Carly09 says Kino Loy or Luthen. Kino Loy also good. Luthen... Michael says, glad Corey gave my boy Kino some respect. Matthew Mole says, there's a wound that won't heal at the center of the galaxy. Wow. I think he just got back from the doctors or something. Sean Hoffman says, B2 has to be near the top as well. Really? Aubrey says, Tala. Who's Tala?
Kenobi. She's the one with us on the refugee planet. She's the one that goes undercover with Obi.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Obi-Wan does seem like 3 years ago.
Dude, I know. It's ridiculous.
All right. Corey, I want you to tell me who you think. And then, if I disagree, we have to state our cases.
Okay, I think it's Luthen for sure. Stellan Skarsgård's Luthen.
Really?
I think so. Like I would have said Kino Loy, but the monologue that Stellan Skarsgård performed towards the end of Andor. That sold me on. He's the best new character for sure. I could have a whole show just of him. It'd be great.
Corey, I've got something to let you know.
Okay.
The winner of the 2022 Corey Award in Star Wars Excellence Best New Character does go to Luthen.
It is a thrill for me to present this award with this TV legend.
Hey, that wasn't meant to... That bit wasn't meant to come up. The whole clip uploaded. I messed that up. Wait there. Luth. So there you go. Kino Loy, like, I had Luth in it, so that's why it was it's a clean streak. But Kino Loy was amazing. And I do have him up for another nomination later on. But Luthen's like gonna we can just like fantasize and headcanon and hope for the best for Luthen, and he can, you know, hopefully, you know, continue to give us good times right up until the third or fourth Gilroy series that takes place between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Oh yeah, I love Luthen.
So, congratulations to the best new character. Now, Corey. Sorry, these things take a little time to get up, but right there. I've forgotten how to do it all as well, which is absolutely tragic. That thing didn't save right there. This is terrible. We're definitely going to win Worst Award Show.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It
sucks.
All right. I don't know, did you see the Game Awards?
Oh, no, that was awesome. I had no idea. I had no interest in the Game Awards or the Gamer Awards, whatever it was called.
Yeah.
But like, I knew Hawes was excited about it because he said on Blue Harvest he was going to be like doing a live stream on Twitch or whatever. And then I just saw the gif of that dude at the end going on about Bill Clinton or something. And then it just went. Like, you know when something happens on Twitter and it's just in such a nerd bubble that it just goes hard? It's like a meme downpour for 1 hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I became captivated with this, and so I had to message Hawes, and I'm like, oh, hey, man, I don't know. You have to explain to me what this dude's doing on stage. And he sent me the clip of him live streaming while it's happening with Randy, just like, oh, what's this guy doing here? Hey, hey. Like, it was, so that was, that could win the best one, I would say. What do you got in Best New Alien? Let's see what the chat's got.
There's only one option here, I hope. Yeah. There's only one option for Best New Alien, and I'll be insulted if no one chooses it, so. Gotta be honest. Only one option.
What is this option from Obi-Wan Kenobi, episode 1?
It is.
That's not a new alien. You're trying to get.
You're right. You're right.
You're trying to get yourself in a wall.
You're right. You're right. You're right. All right. That's fair. I forgot. This is a man. Okay.
Dude, you lost your chance in best new character. Sorry. And you are a character, I can tell you that much.
Best new alien, then? Mm.
I am Star Wars Meg. How you doing, Meg? Enjoy your vids. The Tika the Jawa, I would say that's like it's a Jawa. Like, what's the best new alien that we've got?
Dude, it's the background character in Andor, the guy who prances. Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting one. I've actually got them nominated a bit later on in a controversial nomination, I've got to say. But there was one guy on Kenobi in Anchorhead, and he was like, you know, maybe like 4 foot tall, and he was like a pilot, but he had this like snout rat head. And I don't know if he showed up on the show or not. But and the guy that played him was such a nice guy, and I was like, oh, people are gonna love you, buddy. And he's going, oh, really? I hope they like me. And I'm like, oh, mate, you're what it's about. So I did like him. I'm gonna go with, I know the worst new alien, and that's that like dick Uber driver on Kenobi.
Yeah.
The one with the Empire sticker on his bumper.
Yeah, yeah.
New alien. Oh man, what I my best new aliens, I don't even know if they're the same species, but those two dudes with like the glub gun on Andor, and they
I like those guys, those are cool.
All right, wait, Bespin Bulletin's got one. Freedy the Narkian, I don't know who that is, so Corey, you help me out.
I have no idea. Yeah, Aubrey says, is this a new alien character or new alien species?
New alien species. Aubrey says the wombat on the Jabeen transport was cool. Oh, Bestman's saying they're the Narkians.
Okay.
Okay, that's who I'm nominating. In classic, yeah. What's Seth says that thing on Neoma's beach, the one like playing cards. I did like the topless aliens, but I did sort of think they were pricks just because of where they were holidaying. But those two Glub guys that shot the web and they were just like, oh, we hate the Empire. They like, no alien made me happier this year.
Yeah, I can't. I'm going to go with those guys, man. I agree. Those guys were just like, I chuckled when I saw them.
Okay. A chuckle made me feel good. So the winner of Best New Alien, according to Bestman Bulletin, sweet scoop, Bestman Bulletin, by the way, the winner of Best New Alien.
That's great. That's been scooped it 3 minutes before.
Scoop along with me. Okay, and THX59 has just started the Corys.
Oh, man.
Good luck there. Now, I'll accept nominations in every way you want to nominate. You can interpret this as you see fit, Corey.
Okay.
Because in retrospect, I sort of worked out it could be taken two new ways. But best new ship.
That's funny. There is two ways to take this. The Jabeam transport on Kenobi is a pretty great new ship. And if that's not what people nominate, I'm not really sure what you would. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, hold up.
He's got a possible chance to redeem himself here, everyone.
I'm sorry, I forgot about Luthen's ship.
Ah!
That's number one. That might be the coolest ship in all of Star Wars. yeah, my bad. Totally blanked on that one. But the other phrase, I hear there's like two Jabeam refugees that I would ship together. That's just me.
That's an old ship, buddy.
That is also true.
But how I actually did mean it was in the vehicular sense.
Yeah.
So the winner of the 2022 Best New Ship is whatever Luthen ship's called. Dude, we've got to look at this second guy clapping. Best clapper goes to this is the opposite. This is if you did an inverse of Nicole Kidman's clap. Check this second dude out. And he's pretty happy with himself with how he's going.
He reminds me of the guy in Rise of Skywalker, Richard. What's his name? He's just super excited about everything. Richard Grant, is it?
Yeah. That was
like
his skeleton in the audience clapping.
Oh my god.
Oh, wait, we've got some nominations here. I've just seen some on Twitter. There's actually a very humorous... This could be a nomination of the show. Wait there, I've got to get my... Where are the... Oh, banners. I haven't used these little caption things for ages. Oh, if you're listening, just imagine there's these amazing titles. We worked with someone from SportsCenter to get these up. It's pretty sick.
We do have Twitter.
Right. So, best background character. Now, this is a controversial one. We this year, Corey, unlike any other, we saw new heights in like scripted Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
Right? But we also touch the heavens of artistic excellence.
Yes.
With some unspoken, some unheard from characters, people, heroes in the Star Wars universe. So it's pretty competitive. I would like to get some nominations in the chat. Yaddle, I don't know what show you're watching, Seth. Lewis says this category is rigged. Let's just hold up. But I would like to nominate whatever that animal was, alien that came out the door and hopped down the street in Andor. I thought, like, they really rose to the occasion. Are you a fan of their work, Corey?
I absolutely am. And I will tell you that initially I was going to nominate Aubrey. And I see that she wrote in the chat that she nominates herself. So therefore, I'm definitely insulted. So I think I'm going to have to go ahead and nominate the Fear Factor himself, having to portray fear.
Joe Rogan.
In the midst of Inquisitors. And it's got to be the Ajax Citizen. I mean,
really? Oh, this is like the Survivor finale where you're all turning on each other. Bespin nominates Aubrey. Seth nominates me, which is awesome. Ajax Citizen, thank you. I would like, I'm going to, they're not really a background character. I don't know. Where do you stand on, this is one from Josh Chapman, from Star Wars Spelled Out down in Melbourne. He'd like to nominate, and I think if they can get in to the category, they're a surefire winner. But do they fit the category? And Josh would like to nominate the Brick from Andor.
That's the winner.
So they don't speak. So I guess you reckon the Brick had like a stand-in when they were setting up the shots, Corey? Or they had like a foam brick brought foam in? Brick.
I don't know, like, I guess you could call the Brick a character since it was, isn't it just like melted ashes into a brick?
Well, I guess. I think humans are just like 98% water or something. So if you want to, you know, belittle people or things, fellow other backgrounders, I don't know, man. I do say the Brick brought the most emotion out of me. It brought the Brick, like the Hoppy dude was good, but the Brick brought me a satisfaction like I hadn't.
Oh no.
Had.
No, let me tell you, the greatest satisfaction, one of the greatest satisfactions of the year was at Celebration, sitting next to Aubrey, you, and Randy. Randy obviously having no idea that you're in Kenobi and seeing you on screen on the big screen. I'm sorry. That is a whole different level of satisfactory. And then seeing Randy's face as it dawns on him that you are indeed an Obi-Wan Kenobi was maybe the best thing.
Oh, you. Beep. That was actually one of my worst Star Wars experiences because it was terrifying to watch. I was just like, please let my face be in this. Like, I can't just, I promise I was there. Now, Josh has thrown this into disarray because he nominates and then he adds, does it count as it was technically Marva as a lead character? I reckon that rules the brick out.
Yeah. That's so messed up, but yeah, it's true.
So I'm gonna go with I don't know, Corey. It's up to you, buddy.
No, no. I will hear it later if I have to make this decision. So I'll let you do it.
Oh, I'm too close.
Okay, can we get some last minute comments in here?
Bespin has a new nomination. This is a late addition. It could be, this could take it. He'd like to nominate the Screws in Andor.
That's why the Screws win.
Congratulations. So, a huge win, a shock win. Controversy at the Corys. Woof. Wow. Corey. Sorry, everyone.
I got a text all in caps right now from Aubrey that says, I'm in the middle of the desert and my service is spotty, so I can't see who's winning. Tell me if I win. I will reply with, it was the Screws.
Now, I just want to remind everyone of what we're contending for here. The prestigious Corey Awards. And our next category is, I just wanted to get that up just to heat things up a little. As we celebrate Complaint About Hasbro of the Year, Corey.
Isn't that just the whole year?
Well, that's not a complaint. That's more of a duration. But, you know, it's a very, you know, highly talked about brand of Star Wars, the licensee, and the highs, the lows. This is my nomination for Hasbro Complaint of the Year, Corey. And you know, we'll see how you go. I'll see how what did Josh nominate? Josh would like to nominate Hasbro Complaint of the Year, no celebration exclusive in person.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Which, like,
they did that at Comic-Con too.
Yeah, I know, but it's just so, like, there's something so fun about getting back to your hotel room and going, oh, look at that, it's got this little thing. And like, it's part of the whole package of like, you know, and it's the same with, you know, the lead up to a show or a, you know, like what we're used to, a movie or a cartoon, where, you know, the months before you get, they've come with this gun. Do you reckon they use that or they just put it in? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's, I don't know. It's part of the anticipation sort of thing. Yeah. So, like that, you know, they're sort of just stripping it out of anything. But, yeah, it's like I can't imagine how much easier it is for them to just say, hey, scan this code. I've got this little black squiggly thing. Take a photo of it and my work here is done. Thank you. Thank you very much. But just a part of, like, just the fun of it. Like, was it Favreau? Was he the exclusive that was going on?
I think, yeah, it was, yeah, Favreau and then Celebrate, or Comic-Con was the black suit Boba Fett. Yeah, there's so many things I could say about this year for Hasbro. I honestly think that the worst thing for Hasbro this year, in my opinion, was not having any TV show merchandise out on time to pair with the shows. That was the worst. Like, no Andor figures until next summer. That's crazy. And then, like, there's barely, like, I was surprisingly, they did put out a decent amount of Kenobi stuff, you know, once the show ended. But yeah,
it's just like, it's I'll save it for my nomination. Carly says no Ben Solo. Carly, that is a previous 2021-2020 award winner. No Little Leia. That's just shocking. Just because they look so distinctive, like to have the brother and sister Tupac, like Tupac. I obviously would run out with tears ablazing to buy one of those little Luke stickers. Aubrey says, it's okay. I respect the decision of the Academy.
That's not accurate. I got a follow-up text that says, you're in the doghouse now.
Ah! So. Woof, woof. Bespin says, it's been 3 years, Hasbro. Why haven't you made an Ochi figure? Or is it Ochi?
An Ochi, yeah.
That's the dude with the magic knife, yeah?
Yep.
Sweet action.
I think Bestin might be the only, like, massive fan of Ochi of Bestoon that I've ever met. It's such an interesting character. He's in a lot, but yeah, they should.
He's just triggering for me. It's not like the character, it's what he represents.
Yeah.
It's the plot that he fills in. There's every time I hear about Ochi's in a comic, I'm just like, bloody Ochi. Bloody vibe checker. Okay. So this is my Hasbro nomination. Complain about Hasbro of the year. And it's this. Is at Celebration, in the panel, they took questions. Question. Love it. So I got in there and I asked, like, oh, hey, you know, a big part of being, you know, the fun of new Star Wars is, like, getting the merch beforehand and, like, it's part of the experience. You know, you had your midnight openings and all that. And it would obviously be better for the brand's performance if, you know, you could get the hype of people watching the show or getting ready for the show to have it out. Is there any, like, plans to get back on calendar with that? And this is my complaint, is that everyone that worked at Hasbro just turned their heads to look at the Lucasfilm licensing guy.
Yikes.
And they're like, oh, it's best if, I don't know, Jeff handles this. And then Jeff, his name's not Jeff, right? He just, like, burbles out this, like, just corporate bubble speak, like, of just, like it was like Lyle Langley. Like, you know, Lyle Langley, the guy that sold the monorail to Springfield.
Right.
He said, like, well, we've got a lot of great characters in the Star Wars universe, and we always work our hardest to try to filter new characters into that mix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try harder, Jeff!
I think it's that, and then the way that Hasbro calls everything the corporate, like, way of saying the entertainment. Everything's entertainment.
Oh, no, that's just copy. That's nothing. What do you want? Like, Kenobi figures out before the show starts, or to be referred to as something like not entertaining.
But I feel like that all goes, that coincides with Jeff's spiel. It's like it's all kind of the same.
Dude, you weren't there. You don't know anything about Jeff's spiel. You're co-opting it for your own YouTube. You are a classic YouTuber.
That's right. I'm ready for the clickbait.
Oh my God. You're gonna blame Jeff for the Bad Batch not being out yet or underpromoted or something.
I will. It probably is Jeff's fault.
But, you know, you see it with the Marvel stuff. Like, it's a lot more quicker to market than Star Wars. It doesn't seem like it's Hasbro's. Like it seems like Lucasfilm is the cog.
Oh yeah,
and secrets.
Lucasfilm. I don't know what they're doing.
Like Kenobi, when you saw Kenobi on set, you didn't go, "Oh my god, look at him." It's just like, "Oh, there's it's classic Ben Kenobi." Yes.
Right.
Like it looked exactly the same.
Yeah, no, exactly. So the Jabim outfit for Obi-Wan, that gray robes, that doesn't come out till May. It's crazy.
Yeah, Hasbro Pulse panel fake excitement is my complaint of the year. Oh, I tell you the funniest thing at that panel is when they announced the Haslab for Reva's saber, and like I wasn't that excited about it personally, right? Even though I had seen it like cut off a girl's hand like 30 times in person, so I should really like it. But like, I wasn't that excited about it. But the pin that dropped on the other side of the trade show hall, that seemed very excited about it. The silence, the like it just seemed like another lightsaber. Stop getting yelled at by your girlfriend on text.
Yeah, I there was a similar situation at San Diego Comic-Con where Hasbro got booed two times, I think. And the first boo was for the holiday figures.
Werewolf and stuff?
Yeah, the second
boo... My thing with that, and I don't know, booing at a panel, it's a bit, I don't know. I don't know where I stand on that one.
I do agree with that.
I think I'm against it. Like those holiday figures, like I wouldn't mind them if you're just killing it everywhere else. Like, do you know what I mean? Like back in the 2000s or whatever, they'd bring out these wacky holiday figures, but it's like, yeah, but we brought out like 375 clone commanders that year as well. So like chomp on that.
Yeah.
Corey.
No, that's true. Hasbro. Go ahead.
When I've never spoken to a person there and they haven't been like super not like you're as nice as can be. What was the second boo?
Second boo was for the plastic free packaging. There was another.
Oh, one. Like because they're gone into the boxes.
The Slave One thing. There was a boo for that, for changing the name on the box. That was it.
All right. Do you know how you know booing at the panel is bad? Because some moron upset about that boo. So you're just like, all right. Do you know what I mean? You just have to have touchstones in life where you're like,
yeah, hey,
if I'm ever confused about something, what stance to take, I'll just look at what this person does and I'll do the opposite and it's going to be a pretty safe bet I'm not a prick.
Yep. Yeah, it was really
Aubrey just commented, ha ha ha, that text wasn't me. But I think she meant to write that boo wasn't me, and the jury's out on that. So continue, sorry.
Yeah, no, it was a very awkward, like strange pause in the room. The funniest thing, okay, this is the best. This might be the best. is during the Comic-Con panel, 5 minutes before it starts, the Star Wars Twitter account accidentally tweeted out every single reveal from that panel before the panel started. So as it's starting, I check Twitter and I see all the new figure announcements before the panel starts. And you can just see people in the audience checking their phones, looking through it. It was great. It was great.
This is a vibe check.
Oh my God.
It was great. It's a whole panel. Like everything that kept getting revealed, everyone had just seen 5 minutes before it started. Yeah.
Wow. God, the nominations are thick and fast. But Corey, as is tradition, as is the law, as the Academy has decreed, you do get final say. So
It's the Jeff thing. That's amazing.
Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff.
All right. Complaint about Hasbro of the Year is that they deal with Jeff. Yeah. Congrats, Jeff. Love it. All right. This one I'm going to have to do some light pondering about. But I'm sure our chatters and our Corey, has there been a time when I've changed the award nomination at the bottom and I haven't accidentally just put the old one up as I tried
to
try? I don't think I've done it once, but
the that show could be a nomination in itself.
So we now want good use of the license of the year. We love a good use of the license. We're going to need some nominations for this one from the chat, for sure. I'll see if we've got any on.
There's a lot, man. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Aubrey says the only time I've approved of booing was when the crowd booed at Bob Chapek at D23.
It was very funny.
Millionaires have a different set of rules. I've got to tell you. Okay, so let's just, I won't go into those rules right now. Aubrey, good nomination to get things going. The Clone Wars Columbia line. I think there was an Ahsoka jacket and all that sort of good stuff. Pretty top tier price. But Columbia stuff is pretty damn sick.
I would say the Hot Toys Clone Wars line this year, because they came out with a lot, but I feel like I have to go with something obscure. No.
You can do with it what you wish.
Yeah, I'd say the Hot Toys Clone Wars line. They came out with like an Ahsoka and Maul and Rex and like a Captain Vaughn and just a bunch of, probably.
Okay.
That Ahsoka coat's really cool.
I tell you, if it was a few years ago, Columbia would have won it for their Baby Yoda kids puffer jacket with the ears.
Yeah.
Like, this Christmas, I haven't had the heart to try to get Harry into, because I'm just scared to see it's like, oh, it's too small for him.
Aww.
But he used to run down the street, little puffer jacket, little ears.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah.
Aubrey says the Hasbro Lola droid. I may have nominated whatever the Razor Crest. What's that Hasbro line where the figures are about that big?
Oh, the Mission Fleet. Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing with that Mission Fleet. Too much articulation. Like the figures, their wrists move and their arms, like it's like the kid, like Harry just lost Luke Skywalker's hands in.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And like Yoda's arm pops. It's just like, if it's for little kids, you've got to just give us the five. That's all we need. We don't need any of that. He doesn't want it. You can't even deal with that. Just this. God, if you're just listening, you're missing some great.
Yeah, this is one you gotta watch.
All right. So you're going. I would probably go. Personally, I would say the Obi-Wan Kenobi retro vintage figures were my favorite thing.
Ooh.
But that's an intense bias because I begged for retro figures for years. and the Kenobi ones I love because they're like retro figures of like those dudes from work. Yeah. Aubrey would like to nominate the unreleased Reva Hasbro Pulsaver. we're done with that. Come on, everyone. Corey, I'm trying to think if I've missed anything, but I'm pretty happy to go with the Hot Toys Clone Wars line.
Let's do it. I
would never buy them, but I do appreciate their plight. So, and yeah. The winner is Hot Toys Clone Wars line.
It's definitely bankrupted me this year. So there's that.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yep.
That's a win. This one, I was so upset that I named it incorrectly. I had it down as worst Star Wars moment of the year, which is very off-brand. But I'm just going to update it now.
I got a great one.
Wait, just finished typing. Of course, it should be known as Vibe Check of the Year, Corey.
Man. Yeah.
This is Corey about hearing about the category.
Oh my gosh.
I got a really good one that I can't say, and then only you'll know. And then I got one that I can't say.
I'm majorly checked right now.
All right. Oh wait. Before we go, we'll see if we've got any in the chat so far. Oh, Carly, late edition Loungefly Jawa backpack is super cute. Nice. Josh Chapman says the Pulse Rancor. I'm not sure if he's nominating that for good use of the license or Vibe Check of the Year. That was another, like, that's why Jeff, bloody Jeff, right? If Jeff had said, hey, dudes, right? We've got this Rancor, but in the Book of Boba Fett, we're going to have this Rancor that Boba Fett rides. Let's hold it off, or let's whatever the timing was. But Jeff, again, the secrets loses the money and customer satisfaction. Vibe Check of the Year. Aubrey would like to say Cad Bane's death. Carly of Nine. Patty Jenkins update, which I'm sorry, Carly, but I can't. Anytime I just laugh whenever I think about Patty Jenkins because of that. Remember, we got that leaked video from Germany.
Can we play that?
I don't know. Wait there. I'll see if it's on my thing.
Because that's just the best Star Wars video. Of all time.
I don't think it's on my little thing, but there is a video where we got a leaked German language Disney Plus Instagram video. It's on the YouTube, so check that out. Oh, Billy Davis, that stupid backwards video, lol. Oh, yes!
The best video.
David gets it. Vibe Check of the Year. I'll see if I've got any here. Oh, actually, Josh has kind of nominated the same one I will, so I'll hold that one off. So Cad Bane's death, Patty Jenkins update. Aubrey would like to give that video an honorary award. It was just, I reckon that wins the I'm an Idiot on the Internet award. Giggling with my idiot internet friend. All right, Josh would like to nominate when it becomes clear, or it became clear there was not going to be a movie in 2023. Corey, what have you got for us, buddy?
Mm, I guess I'll just throw in Cad Bane's death. I guess that's what I'll say. Yeah, we'll go with that. I if you watch my reaction to that, it's a pretty big vibe check.
Billy Davis would like to nominate Disney Plus Day Vibe Check Award. Oh, yeah, I think it should be named in Disney Plus Days.
Oh, Disney Plus Day should automatically win every year.
I think he wants to name it in honor of Disney Plus Day. But wasn't the original vibe check like the Monday Night Football Mandalorian thing without... Wasn't that the original vibe check? No Ahsoka?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we should name it in Noah Van Outlaw's honor.
Let's do that, yeah.
I can't even find the original one on my board now.
Oh, no.
I'd have it on my computer.
Classic.
Mate. Yeah, I don't know where that original vibe check is. But it's hard to see on this screen because...
The lights were low.
So,
Galactic Star Cruiser was this year, wasn't it?
Ah, was it?
It was. Was it? Yeah. No? Yes. It was. It was.
It must have been.
It was. It was. That may be the moment. That has to be it.
What do you mean? That was...
Just the Galactic Star Cruiser in general.
What about our dude?
I don't know. He's great. He's like... But, he's not a vibe check. He's great.
Wow.
Like, how much joy does he bring you?
An immense amount that he appeared in front of me at Disneyland.
Come on. Hey, you can't vibe check him. It's like that sand thing in Attack of the Clones. Like when I was watching it in the cinema first time, I'm like, what is happening? But now it makes me so, like all the fandom around it, the hating sand, I'm like, it's one of the best bits because it brought me so much joy. The Sith list here. Hey, Raj. What was your vibe? What was your, you're going to go with Cad Bane as your official vibe check.
Cad Bane's death, probably, yeah.
I will go with mine. Or I will nominate mine. It was when R2-D2 cruised in the X-Wing with Grogu sitting at the front.
That's fair.
And he just like, Luke... He just got his personal assistant to just drop off the kids. And then the year before's like the best moment in Star Wars just got like it just went away. It just like got solved with like an Uber Lyft. And that was when it was just like, oh, this is not planned well. Like this is not. Like, you're not capitalizing on the emotional investment that we all gave that moment and what it meant for, like, Grogu and Din to be away. And it's just all reset now. It was like, it was all a dream. Like, it's so odd. And so that was just like, when that cruised in, I was just like, oh, I'm not, like... looking forward to Mandalorian season 3 now because it's just like they just did it in it.
Yeah,
it was it's like such a basic, simple dismount. Like it all just went bloop, we're back. And it was just done in the like, how do we get him back? How do we get him back? Oh, yeah, well, we could have R2 just drop him off. Genius.
Yeah, there's no punchline to those moments.
So, that would be my vibe check of the year. Just like popping my bubble of faith in the Mandoverse. And the Mandoverse, to its credit, it saved me when I watched the credits of The Rise of Skywalker and felt sad because then that weekend,
or that still had Mando, yeah,
yeah, we no, but it was a banger as well. So I was just like, yes, thank you. But yeah, pop my bubble. So I'm like, to be honest, like with Mandalorian, I'm sort of like, are you like, I'm gonna of course like be pumped and watch it at midnight, but it's like, you gotta win me back because you poured me a real sweet drink and then you bumped it on the way past, spilled all over me.
Aubrey says the Book of Boba finale as a whole.
Yeah, but like, I would say like as a whole, yeah, like it, yeah, it was like you know, one of my least favorite episodes, and it sort of just dropped all the balls I was hoping it would carry. But like the Luke arriving in the X-Wing thing, like ruined two series for me. Cause I'm just like, oh, right. The ending of this is just like, and then it's just like, and then the whole concept of, you know, you could call it like, you know, headcanon or whatever. My whole concept of what season 3 was going to be about was just like gone. Cause they're just back together.
Yeah.
In this little pod. Oh, and that's why I was, if anyone was going to nominate the Naboo Starfighter for best new vehicle, like the Mando one.
Yeah.
I would say in episode 5, it's a hot contender. But like by the end of the series, when Grogu's already in the back and it's just like, it's all fulfilled. I begrudge the Starfighter now.
Really?
I spat on it at convention. I didn't.
Well, that's what that was.
Oh, I was just shining it up. Sorry. Sorry, right. Fav. Just polishing it. It was this little scuff. It's cool. Chill, bro. I'm going to push for R2 dropping off Grogu.
Okay.
Because I'm, like, just the way, like, it's just like he's just there. Hey, Grogu. You're on this sled with us? Sweet.
I'm gonna give this one to you because this one I know you've been very passionate about all year, so we'll give it this one.
Excellent.
It's a vibe check.
Thank you. One of the year. All right, Corey. Here we go. Here's a cracker. Could be controversial. Could tear families apart. But we are here to award the 2022 Best Star Wars Moment.
Okay, well, for me, it's...
No. Let's get some nominations. Let's get some nominations, guys. Come on. They'll be coming short and fast. Oh, Billy Davis, this is what I liked. This is what I hope to do. Actually, this is a path to being a successful Star Wars YouTuber, is teaching people ways to dislike Star Wars more. And I'm well on my way because Billy Davis says, I used to not care, but Steel has convinced me.
There you go.
Come spit with me, Billy!
Get the red circles in there and you're
should
good
be
to go.
Spitting at Jeff. That's who we should be spitting on. Don't no one spit at Jeff. That's why we've given him a name. All right, so here we go. We're getting some good Best Star Wars moments. Luke and Ahsoka from Aubrey. How do you stand on that one, Corey?
I love that, but like, I mean, I think for me, it's just for me, it's going to be seeing Aubrey and Kenobi. That's
dude.
I gotta give it there. And to be honest, I'm going.
But you meant to hold yours to the end. We've established this. We got halfway through Aubrey's.
It's time to rig it. But yes, Luke and Ahsoka is a very good one.
Oh my god.
I
think I like the irony of Luke and Ahsoka. Because,
yeah,
like it's one of the great live action characters, and probably let's just say the greatest live action character. And then just overall, and then the greatest animated character, right? Might not be your opinion, but it's probably popular opinion.
Yeah, I think it's accurate.
Yeah. But the roles are reversed. And she's live action. And he's now
a cartoon. I never thought about that. That is true. Yeah. That's a huge, huge moment. I think that I honestly think in the grand scheme of things, it's a very underrated moment of the year. I will also say, I'll say this then. Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going.
All right. Sal Perella says, Marva's funeral. Yeah. God, he seems that's, like a happy person, but
wow, that's really depressing.
That's a dark nomination. Wow. The Eye. Now, is that episode six?
Six.
Catherine Neen, when they... So that's the heist episode, basically, the unraveling. Yeah. I did a poll at the end of Andor about best story arc. And the prison won pretty convincingly. But the heist and the finale arc came like pretty much at a tie, which is a credit to the show. Ripper episode, Catherine. David McKay would like to nominate Yaddle Raising the Door. Buddy, if you're halfway through that episode, don't keep watching, okay? Because it doesn't work out that well. Aubrey says Baby Ahsoka.
Baby Ahsoka's pretty great. A lot of great moments this year.
Uh-huh. Catherine Neen says TIE Fighters on Aldani.
It was a great scene.
Which were nasty scary. They were awesome. Aubrey would like to nominate Aw Shucks, one of my favorite cantina patrons. Araj would like to nominate, my favorite moment is finding out Steel and Corey were in Kenobi and seeing Steel jump up and down with excitement on the hotel bed, as I remember.
Yes.
I should say, we do have all this footage.
We do. We have a lot, man. Yeah.
Of like... We used to like do podcasts in secret.
Yeah.
And not put them out. And I've just been so busy this year with getting the store back home, my clothing store, Shaw, back going after COVID, that I've just had to like really just concentrate on things that will benefit my family long term. But I'm pretty much finished all the hard work of it. So I'm very looking forward next year to getting all that footage out because it's pretty good. And, oh, I've just got so much stuff from Celebration and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've got me breaking a bed after everyone found out. That was a very good moment. But it's a bit internal. I'm trying to, like, fulfill the zeitgeist. I'm trying to speak for the people.
Yeah.
I see. That was a very good one. Oh, and he doesn't want to get bad text, so Araja also adds and Aubrey. Nice try, buddy. Sal says Yaddle is a close second. Billy Davis would like to nominate Brasso smashing stormtroopers with brick Marva for me. F them fascists. F for fascists. Josh Chapman would like to nominate Kino Loy, saying never more than 12.
Never more than 12.
Dude. Has there been a better end to anything?
Do you know how many days of Christmas there are?
Oh, that's not a lie, because I know people put trees up in, like, July. But I know there's 12 days of Christmas. So.
That felt so flat right there, man.
I also didn't have the thing. Sorry, Corey. This is you trying to do a video clip with me.
Take over.
Yep.
Do you think you've got problems? Take a look.
That's the best clip. That might be the best Star Wars moment of the year, actually.
Oh my god. Carly's got two nominations: The Prison Escape and Obi-Wan calling Anakin Darth.
It was really good. Right, that whole Anakin Obi-Wan moment is a great moment this year.
Sal's got that hope was personified. Aubrey says Qui-Gon in Kenobi. Yeah. Well, that was part of my 2021 highlights, to be honest. You always listen. You ever on a Star Wars set and then all of a sudden they don't want you going to a certain area of that Star Wars set? You want to find out what's happening in that area of the Star Wars set, because
just never know.
It's going to be some crazy ghost. Josh is glad he got that quote right, which is good. What's your nomination, Corey? Oh, no. Have you said yours yet?
Yeah,
no.
It's seeing Aubrey in Star Wars for sure.
That was good, but I don't think it speaks to the people.
I know, but I feel like I want to rig this and say it was seeing all of us in Star Wars together, and that will be the winner for today.
Really?
It is. So everyone who's saying your little moments, no. They don't win.
Really? This is going to be controversial.
No, don't be controversial. It's okay. You don't have to.
I'm being controversial, buddy. When Kino Loy.
No.
Gives that speech, mate. And they're all running. And they're all escaping. I was shaking. Shaking. That was like the being in Star Wars thing is just like, it's just too weird to even.
Oh, yeah, it's the most narcissistic thing I can do, but.
No, but it's just too weird to even process the feeling.
Yeah.
Because it's all just like in my memories, I used to have this recurring dream. It comes back now and then, but I go into some old toy shop and they've got all these vintage Star Wars figures, right?
Yeah.
And I've had all these, like, just have it, like, just, like, you know, got them all. Oh, whoa. Like, my memories of being in Star Wars are in that part of my memory file with just, like, yeah, did it happen, though? Because it was just so surreal. It doesn't seem That's real.
Fair. That does happen to me all the time where I think back to that and I'm like, I don't, but maybe it didn't.
But when Kino Loy gave that speech, right? And they're all running down. And then he has to stop. And then you realize that, like, he knew that he wasn't getting out. But he just wasn't going to take, like, he was going to, like, die living, not live dying. And he was going to do it for the team. And it was because what was right. And, like, this was his chance to make a difference because he'd been wrong.
Yeah.
And he wanted to fix the problem. Like, that was like maybe like the most I had felt as a Star Wars fan watching Star Wars that I'm not in. Like, do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like the Luke thing was like I was bawling and it was so emotional, but it was like nostalgic. It was like, oh my god, my childhood. And but like the Kino moment was such a like a just like it just I don't know. It just gave me a shot of a. I couldn't sleep. I think I was up till like 3 or 4 in the morning. Like, I was so just like, yes! Yeah. Like, it was just, and that's sort of what you want Star Wars to do, like a myth, is to like inspire and amp you, like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And yeah, that just made me feel unlike anything watching, like Star Wars. Like, it was like, because so often your Star Wars, like, your thrills are like they're based on nostalgia, you know, whether it's from like the 80s or the 2000s or whatever. But yeah, that was just like a new, like, yeah, like it is like it's sort of like, and sort of like a release from like the tension in the world of like the good guys fought up and like they did it. They like, you know, because the bad guys, because they're bad, they're not that good at what they do. And like once like the good people get organized, that, you know, that they can win the day. Like, as you know, me and Harry, like, the we always say the music at the end of Star Wars, because we listen to the soundtrack all the time, like the like right at the end of Ewok celebrations, there's like da-na-na-na-na, like that's like heroes save the day. And yeah. and that was just like, yeah, it had like just it was deeply satisfying in a way I hadn't felt before watching Star Wars.
That's fair. I think we have a new potential winner though, and that is Sal's Lightsaber Academy.
Interesting.
That it might just have to automatically go to that.
I'm going to be real controversial here. And shocking. This wasn't like in, like, trust me. Hey, Disney. It definitely wasn't in an official sense. This was an official Star Wars moment. But speaking about how things make you feel, Sal and his Saber Guild did this Star Wars, like, lightsaber Jedi versus Sith performance at Harry's 4th birthday. And so all the kids are gathered up front in this park to watch, and Harry's sitting in my lap, and I'm like surrounded by kids. Like, I'm just like a big, like, I'm just totally surrounded by them all. And they do this performance, and the kids are just like they're just like, oh my God, how did Star Wars get to this party? And Harry's just tripping out. And
oh, that's awesome.
It was just like, to look at the faces,
yeah,
and just see, like, they were just in such wonderment, and they were so happy, and they were just, yeah, so in the moment. It was just like, this is sick. Like, because I just, like, it's just rad, because you remember how much you enjoyed Star Wars when you were little. Right. And then when you see other little, you know, especially that you're related to or you know, that are, like, into and are getting that same, like, you know, you can't understand that buzz anymore, or you can't get it like that, but you're just watching them get that buzz, and it's just like, oh, yes, it's just so good.
Yeah.
And then at one point, one of the Jedi, like, in the taped, like, because they didn't speak, it was all recorded, like, and then the Jedi, I think it was Quinlan Voss, like, said Harry by name, and I was like, oh! And so was Harry. So that could be mine as well. So it's getting very controversial.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I think that can feed back to Sal winning with Lightsaber Academy. But I don't know. I've got to go back to my original intent, and I'm doing it for the zeitgeist. I'm speaking for the people. I want to see, you know, if Freddy Star Wars comes along this list, I don't want it to be filled with the, I want to be, oh yeah, yeah, oh, okay, maybe, oh yeah, yeah. But like, I'm going with the Prison Breakout, buddy. I have to go for like, because I the tenets that what the Federation of the Corey Awards for Excellence in Star Wars was about was to speak for all the people.
Yeah, I guess everyone has been saying that, so I guess we'll give it to that. But this is for the people, not a personal preference. So, yeah.
All right, Prison Break. It was good, Corey. Come on, Corey.
I mean, yeah. I think one of the greatest moments is definitely the Anakin Obi-Wan scene in Ben and Kenobi, though. That's pretty magical. But we'll do the Kino.
Hell yeah, we will. But this, like, you know, you can get in all your little favorite ones now and your nominations.
Yes.
When nine, best thing about Star Wars in 2022.
Kenobi. There you go.
Check the comments over here. All right, let them stack up. All right, you're going to go with Kenobi.
Yeah. Just for like a plethora of reasons, but yeah, definitely Kenobi.
Yeah, we know the real reason. Don't hide behind like you liking the show or like Hayden Christensen or any of that.
Right.
You don't play politics with me. Billy Davis would like to nominate Andor. It was pretty good. I've got a personal nomination.
Okay.
That I don't think will make. Maybe in as a whole, it could. But just the mates, the buddies, the pals. Yeah,
and that's kind of why.
Like one of my favorite, like Celebration was just insane for multiple. Like I just had, like, it was just the insane Celebration with, you know, interviewing like cast and the Kenobi thing. And
I'd have to go with Celebration. I think
doing Celebration. The live show. And all that stuff. But no, maybe the day where it was, I was just like, oh, this is the best. Because I just had not a care in the world. Was the Monday. And we all just met up with like Emily and Canto Britt and like the Australians, Josh and Catherine. And we just went to that, we just paid way too much for hamburgers and beer.
It was a fun day.
In downtown Disney.
Yep.
And just sort of kicked back and just like waltzed through stores and just went, oh, look at this. But it was sort of just like this, I don't know, it was just so like chill and then just getting to hang with all these different people at once. And it was just happy. So
yeah, I think it has to go to just the Celebration weekend because, you know, we got to experience, seeing, because this was the first, you know, Celebration since the pandemic. And then we got to,
the what?
It was the first Celebration since the pandemic.
The pan what?
Exactly right. Yeah. Okay, and we also had, we all got to like, there was something really special, I think, about all of us being in the same room for Kenobi specifically after going through all of that and shooting stuff and being in it. And then we got to all see it together and be like, I think that's an unbeatable Star Wars moment for me just in general. So it's gotta be that for me for sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I got to hang out with Levi and Johnny and all those guys at All New Nerds. And you know, it's just absolutely a celebration.
Bestman's
yeah, I wish.
Yeah. You never know where I'll pop up, though. If we've learned anything this year.
That's fair.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah. All right. So let's Star Wars Celebration. Is that the official winner?
Yeah. Celebration.
Excellent. Oh, wait, sorry, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Ah, Sal. I like Sal's. This was a really fun day. That was
no way. Maybe having margaritas with Corey on our Batu day.
That was fun.
I got to say, when I went on that Rise of the Resistance, that was a pretty good day. Actually, going to Disneyland or Galaxy's Edge or whatever with Harry was just...
Oh, yeah, that must have just been something.
The best. So get the... I don't know if I told you about this, but so he had his Mandalorian costume that he wore down. He got for his birthday because he wanted to dress like the Mandalorian. And so we get down there and then we get out of the car and he goes, oh, I want to take it off, Daddy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's cool. Like, you know, I'll bring it if you want to put it back on, whatever. So I was thinking, oh, yeah, he's not going to put it on the whole day. That's... I just sort of forgot about it. And then we're in Galaxy's Edge and we're doing tons of different stuff there. He hasn't asked about it. Then these stormtroopers come and start hassling people. And he's like, Daddy, can I put the costume on now, Mandalorian?
That's awesome.
And then he got suited up and went and told him off. And then we had this little remote control R5-D4 thing.
Yeah.
You buy like that droid builder thing, which is sick. And I'm ramming the stormtroopers in the foot with the droid and people are filming and booing. And it was booing them.
Yeah.
And, maybe that was the Hasbro... toy team there that day, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's why they were booing.
Yep, that would track.
Thought you were going to let me slip on that callback there, Corey. And then Ray, chatted to. I said, oh, it's Harry's birthday. He's got a droid, and she's going, oh, I've got a droid, and Harry's like, oh, BB-8, and then they just talked about droids for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And she was so invested, and, like, talking about, like, oh, I've got to fix him here, and sometimes his antenna's a little bent, so it's, like, little references from the film and stuff, which she hasn't seen, and, all sweet, sweet, sweet thing, but celebration. And Catherine Dean agrees. Celebration is the best part of the year. Catherine, before the show, we had a few untelevised awards. Catherine Neen won the Best Andor Fan. So, congratulations to that. Catherine, well-deserved, well-deserved. And sorry to Rick, who just missed out as a nominee. Okay, Dory. I'm just seeing weird replies. So the final one is, Corey.
Yes.
Worst award show of the year. Now, that's tough. I kind of want to give it... This is how I want to have the award listed in the archives. I would go with the worst award show of the year. I'd give it to the Gamer Awards, except for that bit at the end.
Yeah.
Because that was like the best thing I've seen. So what about you, Corey? I've got to see if we're nominated. Oh, wait, there was did Will Smith, like, hit Chris Rock this year?
That was, yeah.
Oh, it could save us.
There you go. That's it.
Oscars. Yep. Yes!
Yep.
Oh, wait.
That's the only answer. Like, yeah.
Great stuff. Oh, actually, for that, we should have got back Nicole. I don't know where she is. She's lost in my window somewhere. Come back, Nicole. Wait there, I'll see if I can get her. Nope. Actually, no, I'm the wrong thing. Sorry, one. Keep talking, Corey, please.
Yeah, I think the Oscars got to take it. It's definitely a controversial moment of the year. This one's far from the worst. This is probably the funnest award show of the year. I think everyone can agree. It's been watching, especially if you tuned in for this long, then this should definitely not be the worst. I'm trying to think if there's anything. Yeah, no, it's got to be the Oscars.
Here we go. The face she pulls. The slow motion sort of doesn't make it as good, I think. But, Oh, wait. We can't. It's the bit where she, like, goes, like, yeah, do you tap them together like this? Like, it's, I don't know. Pause. Like. Oh, my God. Oh, and there's noted racist Mel Gibson. That's good. Good luck. Good luck out there, Mad Max. We know what you're mad about, buddy. And it ain't so good. Tina Turner said we don't need another hero. I think we might. I think we might need another hero, Tina Turner. These are some ripping references from about 89, by the way. So cut loose with that. But Corey, yeah. That comes to the end. Oh, my God, 90 minutes, the Coreys. Award shows are known to drag
overtime. So, super episode.
Yeah. Oh wait, my wife's on the phone. Hey Jackie, you're just live on YouTube. We're just wrapping up the Corey Awards.
Oh, hey Corey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, it sounds like you're out the front of the house.
Yeah, I am.
I'm just waiting to be ready, if that's okay. Wait there, Jackie. We just want to put on some claps. Oh, you won't be able to hear them. But okay, I'll let you in now while Corey talks.
Okay.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this.
Do you think you've got problems? Take a look.
Oh, it's the best. I hope you guys enjoyed this award show that I found out about an hour and a half ago. It was with the wait and the hype.
I'm back.
All right. Man. We'll be back next year with another Corey's. I feel like it's going to be a ripper of a year next year.
A banger.
Big banger.
Matthew Moll says, help the algorithm. Josh Chapman says, just vamp, Corey. How'd that work out?
How's that?
Don't worry.
Got it.
You just answered the question. Sal says, it was an honor just to be nominated. It was an honor to nominate you too, Sal.
Yes. Next year, we're going to be doing this in front of an audience live in an auditorium.
Aubrey says, I'm going to go pull a Will Smith with the screws. Ah, controversy over best background character. Oof, oof, oof. All right, Corey. Well, what's your, like, what are you looking forward to next year, buddy? What are you holding out for?
January 4th? I think Ahsoka is, like, the one that I'm most excited for. I've seen season 2 of Bad Batch, so I feel like
you've watched it already?
Yeah. So, like, if it wasn't, like, that usually would have been number one, but Ahsoka is probably taking that right now. Yeah.
Interesting. See, Ahsoka's, like, that's in the Mandoverse. So yes. I'm just like, yeah, win me back, Ahsoka. But I'm very interested to see this, like, skeleton crew, just but I do have to say, every time you see, like, there's just, like, that promo shot that came out with Jude Law and he's got the hood on,
yeah,
but you can't see anything else,
yeah,
and it's just this, like, it just looks like Jude Law in a Saturday Night Live sketch or something, like, because there's nothing else, like, you can't see, like it doesn't look like he's, like, in style. It just looks like he's in a, like, an alleyway or something. So, and because he's so Jude Law, you're just like, oh, it's Jude Law with a hood.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I don't know. Yeah. I think I'm going to be putting Skeleton Crew on my worst moments of Star Wars next year. We'll see.
Ah, okay. Wow. Yikes.
I almost put it on this year's, but I think it'll be next year's for sure.
Boo words. Boo words. What little Star Wars present you hope to get under the tree, buddy?
I got a custom action figure of myself and Aubrey.
That's very sweet.
I think that was my favorite. There might be, you never know, there might be another one that's being worked on right now. We'll have to see.
Excellent. That's good sizzle. Good sizzle. I would like one of those Kenobis with the blue top on.
Okay.
Like the Anchorhead Kenobi.
You never know.
I did see it and go, or see him walk out and go, oh, yeah, I'm going to get that action figure. Oh, yeah. But then, you know what? Then Jeff came along and he's like, no.
Jeff.
Not for several Always months, Jeff. You're not Jeff. Down well, with
I,
Jeff.
I have a bit of information to let Steel know that for Christmas I've gotten him that Obi-Wan Kenobi action figure that has been in my closet for the last 2 months. So
which one?
The one with the blue.
Oh, really?
So I will have to ship that out to you.
Ah, Corey.
Merry Christmas, Steel. I can never one up the Toro autograph, but hopefully that's a close second.
Oh, Corey.
I'm super excited to see what you and your team created.
That's a bit too much information, but what are you going to do? Alrighty, you guys. James would like to say, here's to Jeff in 2023. I look forward. Yeah, Jeff needs to rethink his policies, I think. They're crazy. Thanks so much. And definitely at my end, there'll be a lot more stuff coming out now that my...
Yeah, more next year for sure.
My shop quest for the year has subsided and I can go back to being a normal person, which is very exciting. So like and subscribe, all that good stuff. Corey, you're one of the best promoers in the game. What do you got for us?
You can follow me at Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter and Instagram, as well as the Convoy Call on YouTube, and you can follow Aubrey at Dreamed of Magic on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
Excellent. Aubrey, multi-time Corey Award nominee.
That's right.
Oh my stars, but clearly this has gone on
long enough.
So may that force be with you.
Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day, what a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days.
Dude, Aubrey's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Dude, it's already been... she's wanted to take that award out for minutes. For minutes, yeah. She'd been looking forward to that. Hey, if you need somewhere to stay, mate,
Thank you. I will take your Kenobi figure and drive up there now.
Well, that was that. To be honest, I just wanted you to bring the figure up.
Yeah, it makes sense.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.